The other day, I was looking at the calendar, and I did a complete double take. I mean, I was thinking to myself, could it be true? Could it be possible that we've hit the halfway point of 2016? I mean, wasn't it just the other day that we were kind of coming out of the gate with all that New Year's piss and vinegar, that we're going to conquer the world and we're going to just kind of, you know, make President's Club and make it happen this year? And here we are, halfway through. So, you know, I can't just let that go. You know, I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't get in your face a little bit and just ask you like a really direct question. Are you having the year that you thought that you'd have? Are you selling at least at the levels that you hope for? And is there room for some improvement? And I guess the million-dollar question that I need to ask you, what are you doing about your circumstances? Are you doing anything about it? On July 21st, we're launching our new online program, and it's called Rockstar Academy. And we have one mission only, and it's to help you become the sales rock star that I believe you deserve to be. Now, I have 150 tips, tactics, and ideas that I'm going to be sharing. I have email templates, phone templates, voicemail templates, social networking templates, 5 all caps awesome ebooks, and I have an agenda that looks something like this. We're going to come right out of the gate talking about 20 ways for you to create opportunities. I'm going to show you places to look that you're missing right now, and I can guarantee you your competitors are missing them too. We're going to talk about meticulous pre-call planning, what to look for, where to look for it, and as a bonus, how to reduce the amount of time you're spending researching prospects and clients and things like that. I'm going to show you how to automate that process too. We're going to talk about how to get your emails open, read, and for the bonus point, responded to. How to dramatically warm up your cold calls, as in what to say. How to respond to objections in a way that doesn't sound like you're like pulling like rebuttals from some 1970s bad closing book or something like that. A bad telemarketing book, because that's what they called it back then. Also, how to leave voicemails that help you stand out. And again, get a response. Isn't it cool when people respond to you? And you know damn well that a lot of people don't respond to you. I mean, like how frustrating is that? How to sell more via your social network. Now, what we're going to do is, or what I'm going to do is, I'm going to show you a step-by-step communication plan where you're not going to even have to think about it. And you can use it from the moment you connect. That's where a lot of those templates are going to come in handy. And I'm going to show you what to say, when to say it, and how to keep those relationships alive so you can transition them off the computer screen. We're going to talk about how to take control of your client and your prospect meetings. We'll talk about several insurance policies that you absolutely need to take out on the front end that you're going to thank me for when these opportunities get to the point when you need to ask for the business. We're going to talk about how to ask better questions and how to take better control and how to get all of the stakeholders involved and engaged even after you leave the meeting. I mean, wouldn't you agree? That's when you're most vulnerable. It's not necessarily when you're in the meeting. It's like all that follow-up and what are people doing and things like that. We're going to talk about how to position yourself as the logical choice, how to reduce doubt and indifference, how to keep people from clinging to the status quo. How about that? That's kind of a cool thing. How to close more deals, and you ready? How to win back the ones that you lose. In fact, I just have tons of ideas that I'm going to share with you that kick in once somebody even tells you no, right? These things are great when they work, but what if, like, you still get a no, and somebody still turns you down, and they're still going to go in a different direction? Well, your Uncle Paul's got you covered. Now, once the sessions conclude, I'm going to go where no sales trainer has really gone before. I mean, some people do it, not many. And we're going to kind of have like a whole like encore thing that's going to kick in. I have 3 months of weekly reinforcement emails for you and a special refresher email that's going to kick in at the end of it. And the reason why I'm doing this, I'm going to be sharing so much with you, right? Between all the templates, all the tips, all the tactics, all the ideas, all the examples. I don't want you to forget any of it. So I figured with some weekly reinforcement emails and a nice refresher webinar at the end of the whole process, it might be kind of helpful. Now, Here's the thing. Now, you guys should know this by now. The way that I do all of my training is that I always deliver it live and I record it. This way, you can truly go at your own pace. So if you want to turn this program into something where, you know, you're only going to check things out maybe every 2 weeks and go at that pace because maybe every week is a little bit too aggressive for you, have at it. If you want to turn this into something that instead of taking maybe 6 months to do it, you want to take a year and a half to do it, God bless, go ahead. I'm not going to say anything. If you would rather attend after hours, you know, 7 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m., whatever it is, you can do it because you'll have the recordings as well. So you can truly go at your own pace. Now, if you'd like to learn more, and more importantly, if you want to reserve your seat, because you know how these things work. If you're like me, you have great intentions. You might want to do something. Something sounds interesting. And then you say, yeah, I'll check it out later, or I'll sign up later. Next thing you know, the doors are closed. And we're going to be closing them very, very soon. So what I'd like you to do is visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockstar. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockstar. I hope to see you all there. I'm looking forward to learning with you, and I'm really excited about this program.